Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Running a left red turn arrow, leaving the seat up, reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with savages. CXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Savage or sensible?
Can you imagine almost losing your life in a horrific car accident on your way to work?
Yeah.
Then you make it out alive. Your car is completely wrecked. Fire department's on scene, police officers.
It's drama.
Cop looks at you and says, it's a miracle you're alive right now. Then you send a picture of the mangled car to your boss, and he says, glad you're okay. What time do you plan on being here today? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
You good, bro?
Today's Savage or Sensible is all about this jackass of a boss telling you to come into work after you almost died. Now, I'm going savage on this one.
Yeah.
Because you can tell right away which companies and managers have your best interest at heart. When something tragic, like almost losing your life on your way to work, takes place, a good boss is typically going to say, listen, you're in shock. Just take the day. Let us know if you need anything.
Right.
You know, those are good companies.
Unfortunately, those bosses are few and far between.
Yeah, I would agree with that. We're lucky enough to have people here that really care about us. We have a lot of good management.
I'm not going to say we don't have good management, but
this company takes care of us.
I was just sick, and our boss was like, FB, period. Like, pissed I wasn't at work when I was literally unconscious on a sauna floor.
Well, I think he was most upset.
I was literally, like, tongue out to the side, like,
I think he was most upset about you leaving me hanging last Monday to do the show alone. I think that's what he was most upset about.
I was unconscious.
Not me giving up my entire movie career to come home and then you not showing up.
Not me being like one foot in the grave.
So are you doing savage or sensible on this one today?
Tell
us why.
Listen, I'm going savage for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Because this all stems from something I saw online. This car was unrecognizable as a vehicle. But at the same time, I'm trying to play devil's advocate because it's so important. If this guy sends a photo to his boss, and this is the fourth photo he sent in 3 months, I'm in an accident, I got in a fender bender, excuse after excuse after excuse, I can kind of see where they're coming from a little bit. If this guy has a history,
we don't know. Oh, well, you saw the car. It was probably a woman driving.
Not you getting canceled. You're done. You're absolutely done.
All right, listen, let's get serious for a second. All right? No more joking around here. Okay, this is no time for horseplay.
Okay.
Now, let's say you get in this car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss responded the way that this boss did.
Yeah.
You send a picture, the car's completely mangled.
Sure.
You take a photo, and the guy says, great, glad you're okay. What time do you plan on being here today?
Yeah.
How would you personally handle that? What's your response back to your manager?
I would say, as soon as I'm released from the hospital, like, what? Do you want me coming in with a sling and a neck brace?
You've done that before.
I have done
that
before.
You've done it for attention.
No, I have.
Well, you threw on a neck brace even though you didn't need it.
Yeah. Well, my neck was sore.
Yeah, I can't believe you went out of your way to get a neck brace. No one even gave it to you. You went to CVS to get a neck brace on your own.
I did. I did.
And you what? You were serving at the time? You had a restaurant?
Yeah.
And your boss was like, just take the day.
I was like, I can come in, but like neck brace and all. Package deal. They're like, it's honestly going to ruin the aesthetic of the restaurant, so we would prefer if you didn't come in. I'm like, yeah!
Can you imagine Breezy walking around a restaurant
with a tray on my shoulder and a neck brace I can't even turn? I'm like, did you get the pasta salad? Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one for sure.
All right, Savage or Sensible, today your employer expecting you to come into work after a horrible car accident.
This happens more often than not.
I can just feel the amount of texts coming in right now, people talking about the horrible managers that they've had. Because there's a lot of them.
Of course.
Do you remember the fundraising gig I had in Los Angeles where I was calling for 50 nonprofits? Oh, listen, I know what you're thinking. Wow, that's so admirable. Worst job I've ever had. The worst. We called this place the Shawshank Redemption. So if you weren't having a good day,
not you sliding through the sewer pipes.
if you weren't having a good day, they'd send you home without pay. So of a sudden my screen shows up, please report to HR. So they shut me off of the phones. I just wasn't getting any donations. I was having an off day. They call me in the back. They're like, hey, Phil, welcome. Listen, we're going to send you home today. We're going to send you home. Just not having a good day. I was like, but I need the money. I was like, can't you just like, can I just take a 20-minute break, reset, and come back? No, we're going to have to send you home. So
what'd
you
do? You walk to CSL Plasma.
Done plenty of that. So on my way home, don't I get in a horrific car accident of a hit and run?
No.
So now I got no money. They send me home for work. My car's all mangled. I call the police. They're like, was any property damaged? I was like, what do you mean? They're like, was there a light pole that was hit or anything? I was like, no, none of that. They're like, okay, all right. You're going to have to just go to the police station, file a report. I'm like, it was the worst day of my life.
You're like, my car's not drivable.
It was horrible.
And you had no money.
I had no money. My car's all smashed up at the time.
This is terrible.
It's like the first six, 7 years
really,
there.
Really, 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 really bad day.
It's like the first 6 years there were like horrific. I was like, oh, this is brutal. You're and only, then the last
you're
six.
You're only there for seven. No, I'm kidding.
No, I know. And then the last 6 years was like, oh man, I'm just crushing it. I'm killing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you got to go through so much crap.
Garbage. We got some text coming in. This person says, speaking as a boss, it is hard to find someone sometimes to replace that person on such short notice. I'm still saying Savage, but the boss's boss still wouldn't care at the end of the day. There's a business to run.
No, and
it just goes to show you are soulless. You are just a number. And
not everybody's replaceable.
Of course.
Everybody. And there are people, like if something horrible happened, I don't want to say to me, let's say if something horrible happened to you, Breezy, our boss's boss's boss, they wouldn't care. As much as you think you bleed for this city, they don't care.
So tough.
And that's just everywhere. That's not just, that's anywhere you work. There is a business to be run. There's
money to
be made.
Not my biggest fear coming true. Not me crying.
Savage or Sensible,
oh, God.
Send us your calls and text. I know this is going to turn into just a segment of horrible bosses. And you know what? We're totally cool with that.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98.1.
Swipe mornings with Moose and Breezy. Hilton students return to class on Monday. Only for their day to end with another threat against the district. So this is the third one in a week.
Which is terrifying.
And like the last two, it's been deemed a hoax.
Mm-hmm.
So now Hilton Center School District sent out a robocall to parents around 2 p.m. on yesterday afternoon alerting them. And it's just, it's crazy right now. And in a statement, the district says the media received a similar non-credible source to our schools, and I believe at this point in time is when parents are fed up and they've had enough, or they're just completely terrified.
Well, it poses the question of, like, how do we move on from here? Because if every single time they get a threat that is deemed a hoax, they're shutting the school down and creating so much terror and fear for students and teachers and parents and faculty. You can't disrupt class. I mean, that's 3 days of learning that have been disrupted now because of what someone trying to pull a funny prank. I don't, it's not funny. The district spokesperson said that the threat came in around 1 p.m., which is kind of like at the end of the day. The other ones were in the morning.
Yeah.
But it poses the question of, like, basically Hilton saying, you know, as of right now, we're not going to continue to shut down the school for these hoax threats and things of that nature.
Sure.
And I'm curious to hear from parents this morning, 585-252-9800. Does this concern you, or do you think that this is the right move of not taking every single threat they get seriously, considering the fact that the pattern has been three threats in a week? All of them have been deemed from some Russian domain out in a completely different country. How do you feel about that, especially with everything that just happened yesterday in Nashville? It's concerning.
Yeah, especially what happened yesterday in Nashville. Heavy news day today with everything that's going on.
Yesterday, I woke up from a nap to this,
yeah,
to the Nashville school shooting, to other headlines.
And we touched on that earlier this morning in the 6 o'clock hour of what happened in Nashville yesterday with the three innocent kids all at the age of 9 years old, losing their lives.
And three faculty. In their
60s. Horrific. You know, when are we going to start protecting our kids? So yesterday, the superintendent, Hilton, she says the safety plans and additional security measures we put into place in conjunction with law enforcement yesterday have resulted in us being able to safely continue with the school day as regularly scheduled. Okay, you know, I mean, great. I think if I was a parent and the third hoax came in, you know, the third threat.
In a week.
I'm trying to think how I would react. And the first thing that comes to my mind is I would go to school. I'd probably pick up my kids and be like, all right, let's just have the week. Let's have the week till we clear the air and then we'll return.
You mean taking your kids out of school for the week?
Yeah.
That's an interesting angle. For me, I don't understand, like, although there is a lot of safety measures in place, it's still just so concerning. You know what I mean? Especially with all these things coming in, you just don't know. And again, all those kids that went to school yesterday in Nashville didn't know. But it's like they can't keep disrupting the school day every single time this happens.
No, when's the last time three in a week came in?
Yeah.
Three?
And every time was the same kind of outcome of like sheer panic, parents trying to get their kids from school. We talked to parents that said it was gridlocked right by the school roads. You couldn't even move. They sat in traffic for 2 to 3 hours,
yeah,
which is just dangerous in itself. So I don't know when it ends or how they even combat this, just because it's happened so much and they can't really seem to stop it. I also think it's odd that they're sending it to news sources as well. Obviously, they want attention to be drawn, whoever it is, whoever's trying to do it.
Right. And what are you going to do aside from take every single threat seriously? You kind of you have to.
Exactly.
No matter if you think it's a hoax or not.
So.
But it's a non-credible threat, they're saying. And so school is continuing back to its regular scheduled programming.
Yeah. Lot of heavy stuff in the news today. Lot of heavy stuff.
Trying to cover it all, but also keep you up in your good spirits.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Savage or Sensible, we were talking about it earlier. Your employer expecting you to come into work after a horrible car accident. What would you do? Lots of people are rattled by this because, let's be honest, they have a terrible manager.
Uh-huh.
We'll talk about it coming up next on the show.
The Odyssey app. Listen to and favorite 98PXY plus hundreds of exclusive stations like Odyssey All New. When new music drops, find it here. Search Odyssey All New on the Odyssey app to listen. Running a left red turn arrow. Leaving the seat up. Reheating your fish leftovers in the office. Our world is overflowing with with savages. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Savage or sensible?
Your employer expecting you to come into work after a horrible car accident.
Yikers.
Horrible. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy. And today's Savage or Sensible is all about this jackass of a manager telling you to come into work after you almost died. Who's been there? Who's got a manager like this?
We want
to know.
We've all been there.
We've all been there.
I'm telling you.
I have, you have, we all have.
Yeah.
Now, reason I'm going savage on this is, can you just, you can tell right away which companies and managers have your best interest at heart.
Of course.
This guy clearly didn't. When something tragic like this happens and you're almost, you know, you lose your life almost, the good ones are going to say to you, you know what? You're in shock. Take the day. Let us know if you need anything.
Or even like the next couple of days, you're going to be sore after an accident like that. You're going to get your body rocked.
Right. And so earlier we were talking about this. Person gets into a horrific car accident. Fire department shows up on the scene. Police show up. They say, you're lucky to be alive. Then you send a picture of your mangled car to your boss. And he says, glad you're okay. What time do you plan on being here? Can you imagine?
It's so bad. It's so bad. And we're getting so many texts right now for people that are like weighing in, like, been there, happened to me. The man, the man. This text, Savage, this is the problem with this country. They expect you to live to work, not work to live. Everything is about the big business, not enjoying life or family anymore.
Yeah.
Yikers.
Like, hey, I'm getting my kidney removed, but... feel free to hit me up. I'll have my cell phone on.
Yeah. I will be answering emails post-op. Don't you worry. That's the thing about it. It's like, I think there is such like a harsh stigma around sick days and taking time off. And like companies that are kind of trap you with the unlimited PTO.
Yeah.
But then get like shocked and pissed off when you use it. It's like, what do you mean you're taking time off? It's like, you gave me unlimited days. What do you mean?
And not to mention, I think we need to be very careful when it comes to social media and then promoting burnout culture.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, 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 go.
Yeah.
You got to work, work, work. And it's like, that's cool. I'm all about the hustle and the drive.
Right.
However, people just burn out so quickly from it, and they spiral downhill, and it's not as good for you as you think it may be. It's actually horrible for you. Your body does need rest. And I know we're all about working, and we're what? What are you waving at me for?
No, keep going.
We're all about working, and we're all about grinding away, and I think it's great. I think it's good to be able to do those things, but we work for, there's companies out there and there's managers out there that do not have your best interests at heart.
Mm.
You're very replaceable.
No, I mean, everybody's replaceable, but this person says, sensible, if you can text and take a picture and send it to your boss, then your accident wasn't near death and you are expected to be at work.
Okay.
Well, okay.
That's a good take. Look, there's some people out there that feel the way that this person does.
Henry.
And that's fine.
Henry's here. He says,
Henry.
He says, totally sensible. This country's soft and everybody knows it. Get your ass to work and pay for your broken car.
I mean, we're talking, the car wasn't broken. I mean, it was mangled.
I mean, listen, like,
it was missing both doors.
Both tires were rocket launched to the moon. Like in another town. Like what? They got in a crash in downtown and the tires ended up in Penfield, unsure. I don't know. It's just like so crazy how not understanding people are. And even the people texting in, there's like sensible. Like if you can't get it together, you don't deserve to have a job. It's like, all right, then well, no, I guess I don't deserve to have a job.
Well, there's some of these people, too, that listen that are super old school, you know, and they it's like, you know, you give 110%, and if you're going to do something, you got to go all in, you got to work, because nobody wants to work anymore, and I get that. Under this circumstance, though,
Yeah, I don't want to work if I'm literally paralyzed from the waist down right after a car accident. What? Are you kidding me? Not, could never be me. And I'm all about the hustle. I work four jobs.
Well...
Well, what?
You don't work four jobs daily. They're like scattered out where you might do one job this month.
Regardless, I have four W-2s. Do you want to see my pay stubs?
No, I don't. I don't. Because you are this person. Me, I would probably attempt to go into work. You would definitely call in.
You wouldn't. You come in with two casts on each arm and here to work.
No, listen, if I wasn't injured,
like,
though.
What?
If I wasn't injured, that's the difference.
Yeah, and you also don't believe in therapy. So.
That's right.
Take a mental health day. How millennial of me. Take a mental health day. Breezy's such a millennial. I'm already reading all your texts that can come in, so you don't even have to text them. Someone I work with was bullied from being able to take time for her maternity leave because she was promoted to a higher supervisor position and was expected to get right back to work the day after delivering her baby.
Screw that. People just need to work for themselves. I think we can agree what's happening here today.
So, savagery. So it sounds like you're going sensible, though. It sounds like you flipped your entire take on it. You're sitting here saying nobody wants to work. So it sounds like you're siding with the boss.
No, I'm not siding with the boss. I just like you have to understand, in every situation, I put myself in either person's shoes. Mm-hmm. And I think about how I would react in this situation. I think it's absolutely savage for some bosses looking, because people aren't seeing what we're seeing with this photo. It's horrific.
Yeah.
This person absolutely should have died. And they're obviously rattled and they're shaken up.
Yeah.
I would expect for when you send a picture like this to your manager for them to be like, wow, I'm glad you're okay, and show a little bit of empathy, not what time you're going to be here.
Right.
That's what's messed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I were to call in and be like, you know, just feeling a little under the weather. As a manager, I'd be like, get your ass to work.
Sure. And we'll leave you with this. Four W-2s is a job in itself during tax season. Take a day off to do your taxes, Breezy. As a matter of fact, I will.
Hey, it's Devin, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait,
what?
Starting at 3 today on 98 PXY.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.